Well, Stan was saying you guys remain positive on the bench there after they tied at 4-4 to make sure that it doesn't sag.
In terms of
the team, just deflating.
General demeanor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously, you know, you'd rather not let them tie the game up late, but you know, it's a mistake. It's a bad bounce. It's an unfortunate thing. It's you know, it happens. So you know, we just had to kind of close ranks there. They pushed hard. They tried to keep that momentum. I think we did a good job trying to hold that off as best we can, get to OT, and let our skill guys work with lots of ice. So.
How about on your goal? When do you know was the right time to kind of cut down there?
Well, I saw Hedy winding up for a 1T, so I figured I wasn't getting the puck up high. So I figured there's either going to be a rebound or he's going to miss the net or it's going to be somewhere over there in the far corner. So might as well get going and go find it. And it was a nice punch over by, I think, who? Paulie maybe or somebody. Just kind of batted over and just kind of worked out. So it was a good shift all the way around.
How quickly do you recognize to be able to kind of pull it back and tuck it in before going around the net?
I don't know. Just had a little bit of space. He kind of slid, and I was like, "Oh, it's open." And I saw guys coming to the far post. I figured I wasn't able to get around there, so I tried to tuck it quick, and it worked. So I don't know. Might have blacked out a little bit. Not really sure what happened.
How have you felt the last couple of weeks? Look like your game is kind of coming along here.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, I think that as we go, we get more comfortable with each other, building that chemistry in our team game, and you know, in the little adjustments we can make game to game, and certainly with, you know, D partners and forwards and guys' tendencies and stuff. So it's been good. We're going to keep growing. We're going to keep learning. We're going to keep improving. And, you know, as the season goes, hopefully we get better and better and better.
How big was the goal to make it 3-3? You know, they kind of scored a couple of quick ones to take the lead from you. They were kind of building some momentum, and then, you know, you find Stammer there.
Well, I think that as the season's gone on, we've done a better job of maybe being a little bit more even keel through games, right? You know, whether we have the lead and lose it or whether we are down and work our way back. You know, I think there have been instances early on in the season where we kind of imploded and we lost that lead and really tried to push, turn more pucks over, and just kind of fed the other team's game. I think in this case, you saw it a couple times where we were able to get our game back, kind of flip that momentum and keep going and grind one out into OT and then win.
And you played the right side a lot throughout your career. I mean, what's that adjustment like when you jump around with new partners and usually play on the left side for most of this year?
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's not more or less difficult. I mean, there's just different instances that are a little bit harder, you know, pinned against the boards in the offensive blue line on your backhand, or, you know, deep in the corner on your backhand, or, you know, but then again, there's the positives too of being on your one-time side in the O zone and, you know, being always being open for pucks, D to D and stuff on your forehand, kind of seeing the whole ice. So, you know, there are positives and negatives, and I think once you do it enough, you learn what plays work and what plays don't, and just kind of try to weed out the plays that don't and stick to the ones that do work. So.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, sir.